Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shkalim Daf Yud Beis, the halfway point of Masechah Shkalim. And today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Kalmer Zetzal. Also by Maisha and Devorah Smith for Refuah Shleimah for their daughter, Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel. And also by David Keen in memory of his grandmother, Mrs. Leah Krochmal Leah Bas David, whose 19th yahrzeit was the third day of Chol HaMoed. And also in memory of Rabbi Mordechai Mati Katz, whose first yahrzeit was Erev Pesach. Rabbi Katz provided inspiration and chizuk to patients, families, and staff at NYU Hospital, as well as residents of the dorm at Lander College for Women. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. The Mishnah is going to talk about, and really the entire daf is going to talk about, if a person's makdish is nechasim, what do we do with those nechasim? Meaning among the nechasim, there may be ketores, there may be behemos that are ra'i la'akrav al gabei mizbech, and there may be many things that you cannot be makrav on the mizbech. Those are easier. Those are obviously only for bedek habayis. But what about those things that are actually ra'i la'akravah? And then the Gemara is going to bring in a Mishnah in Maseches Temura and try to figure out which shita in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, corresponds to the Mishnah Maseches Temura. And then we're going to discuss, there's a machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah. We're going to have a machlokas amoraim about the circumstances of the machlokas tanoim. Is the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah only if a person is makdish all of his nechasim? Or maybe the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah is only if a person is makdish edro, just his flock? Or maybe the machlokas is whether he's makdish all of his nechasim or if he's makdish edro, that both, even if he's makdish both of them together, the machlokas is going to apply. The Gemara is going to discuss kachay betek habayis, that your poda as tmimin and napale mumin, whether that pidyon works if you have if you're poda them as tmimim. We're going to talk on amud beis if you're mafrish a nekeva for a karban that really had to be a zachar, that really is only kosher if it's a zachar. So what happens to that nekeva animal? And then the Gemara is going to explain the shita of Rabbi Yeshua that zacharim are that if you have male animals among those things that you're makdish, you bring them as karbanos olah. Yet when you have female animals, you don't bring them as karbanos shlamim. Instead, you somehow transfer them for money and use the money to buy more karbanos olah. Why is it that we work with that assumption that your male animals are designated for olos and your female animals, which can't be olos, are also somehow designated for olos? So basically the entire daf is about, if you're makdish nechasim, what do we do with those nechasim? So let's begin the top of daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Hamakdish nechasim. A person is makdish nechasim. He does not say what he's being makdish them for. He does not earmark those nechasim. So normally we assume that stam hegdish is the bedek habayis. V'hayu behen dvarim ru'in lekarbanos hatzibur. And among his nechasim are things that are ra'uy to be used for karbanos tzibur, which the Gemara is going to explain means ketores, because it can't be referring to things that could also be karbanos yachid. Animals typically could be either, could be karbanos yachid or karbanos tzibur, so it must be that we're referring to ketores. It can't be anything else that's ra'oi for karbanos tzibur alone, and the Gemara will explain why. So again, you're makdish nechasim, and among those nechasim you have ketores. So what do you do with that ketores? You can give them to the people who work on fixing the Beis HaMikdash as their payment for their work in fixing the Beis HaMikdash, and that way the ketores will become chulin. So even though the kedusha of the ketores is not transferring to a davar sheyesh bo mamish, there's no actual substantial thing that you're switching them for, you're just using them as payment for people's work. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that works. You could the hegdash could be mischalel not only on another item, it could even be mischalel on melacha. In Maseches Temura and Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara derives this from the pasuk va'asu li mikdash, and we darshin li mishali, that the melacha of the mikdash can be paid for with hegdash money. So you have this ketores which already has kedusha, you can use that ketores that already has kedusha to pay for work, to pay even though it's not being transferred onto a physical item. So Amar la Ben Azay says to Rabbi Akiva, "Eini yamida." No, that's not. That doesn't correspond to what we learned yesterday. That if you have Moser Ketores, that you can't just use the Moser Ketores, leftover Ketores itself, and give it to the workers as their wages, because the Hektish is not Mischalel on Melacha. Hektish has to be Mischalel on something. If you want it to turn into Chulin, you need something substantial. You need something of substance for it to transfer onto. So it's only after the Moser Ketores becomes Chulin can you then use it to pay the workers. And therefore, we should say that it should be the same in our Mishnah. So Ella, so what does Ben Azai say? What do you do with it? So Mafrishin Mehen Scharu Umnin. You take from the Ketores that was Hukdash the amount that you need to pay the Umnin, and then you take money that was Hegdish you take money that should have been used to pay the umnin, and you mechal the ketores on that money that should have been used to pay the umnin. And then you give the ketores as the newly mechalal ketores as wages to the umnin. And then you go and you repurchase that ketores from the umnin with the chumachadasha, with the new money that's supposed to pay for the new karbanos. So exactly like we said yesterday, that's what you're supposed to do with it. If you're maktish nechassim, and among your nechassim you find ketores. Tosos and Maseches Shavuos and Daf Yud discusses, and why does Rabbi Akiva not conform to the previous daf? So Tosos explains that there's a difference between ketores of a yachid and ketores of a tzibur, meaning that whole requirement of being meschalal on money and using the newly meschalal ketores to pay the umnin and then buying it back, that's ketores that was originally designated for the tzibur. So it's mosar ketores that was left over from the tzibur. But when it comes to a ketores of a yachid, then Rabbi Akiva would say, like we said over here, that you could give it directly to the umnin. Hamakdash nechasav. Now a second halacha. If a person is makdash is nechasim, so normally when you're makdash your nechasim, we assume it goes to the bet kabayis. Vayiben behema ru'i al gabei mizbeach. And among your nechasim, you had animals that could be brought on the mizbeach. So zecharim unkevos, and you have male animals and female animals. Typically, male animals that are ru'i al gabei mizbeach could be brought as a carbon ola. Female animals could be brought as a carbon shlamim. So the halacha normally is, well, whatever is roi l'mizbeach is any yotzi midei mizbeach li'olam. You have to actually bring it as a karban, and therefore the zecharim should be brought as an ola, and the nekevos, which obviously can't be brought as an ola, should be brought as a shlamim. So come along the tanoim, and they tell us not so simple. We have a machlokas tanoim what to do about this. Reb Lazar Omer, zecharim yimachru letzorchei olos. Don't bring the zecharim themselves as a karban ola, but you have to sell the zecharim for those who need to bring karbanos ola, and therefore ultimately this animal will be brought as a karban ola, but you're not allowed to bring it as a karban ola. You sell it to those who need it as a karban ola. Unekevos yimachru. And the female animals you're going to sell for those who need to bring karbanos shlamim. And the money that you've now transferred for, the money that you've gotten paid for these animals, that goes to Bet HaKabayis. Meaning, when you're makdish nechasim, the assumption is you're being makdish at Bet HaKabayis. Elamai, you have animals that are ra'i to be brought on the mizbeach, so they can't not be brought on the mizbeach. But all they have is Kedushas Bet HaKabayis right now. So how could they be brought on the Mizbeach if they have Kedushas Bet HaKabayis? So simple. Sell them to people who need karbanos, and the money that you get in return will take the place of the animal as having Kedushas Bet HaKabayis. And now you've sold the animal. Good. The animal will still be brought as a karban just by somebody else. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. At the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to go back to explain Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. We'll see if we get to it today. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says that no, das, when you're makdish all of these animals, is that it should be brought as a karban, and therefore zecharim atzman yikrivu olos. It's not kachay bet gabayis. Yeah, when you're makdish all of your nechassim, it could be that your tables and your chairs and whatever, that's kedushas bet gabayis. But your animals that could be brought as a karban, that's kedushas mizbeach. So the male animal should be brought as korban olos. And you would expect him to finish his sentence by saying, and the nekevos should be brought as korban shlamim. But he doesn't. He says, the nekevos, yumachru litzarche zivche shlamim v'yavi b'demeyan olos v'shar nechasim yipil b'adek abayis. The female animals sell to those who need korban shlamim, and then use the money for korbanos ola. You use the money for korbanos ola, and then the rest of your nechasim that weren't animals, that goes to b'adek abayis. Whoa, so that's saying that all of the animals, that your male and your female animals, all have kedushas mizbeach. It's only your tables and your chairs and your furniture, whatever else, that has kedushas b'adek abayis. But all of your animals have kedushas mizbeach. Elamai, when it comes to the male animals, you yourself can bring it as a korban. When it comes to the female animals, no, you have to sell it for those who need a shlamim, and then use the money for mizbeach. Use the money to buy korbanos ola that you're going to bring on the mizbeach. So we're going to have to explain the sheet of Rabbi Shua as well, and that will happen on Amud Beis. Why not just say, bring the females as a shlamim? Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva comments on this machlokas that Roa Anias Divri Rabbi Eliezer mi Divri Rabbi Yoshua. Shar Rabbi Eliezer Ishvas mi Dosav Rabbi Yoshua Chilek. That I think Rabbi Eliezer is more correct, because Rabbi Eliezer at least says, when you're Makdish, you're Nechasim, all of it is Lebedek Abayis. He doesn't have to distinguish. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, well, let's analyze. What kind of Nechasim do you have? Animals? Oh, the animals are going to be Kedushas Mizbeach. Other items? Oh, the other items are going to be Kedushas Bedek Abayis. I'd much rather say that if you're just Makdish your Nechasim, that you mean one thing when you're Makdish all of your Nechasim, and that we shouldn't split it up. Amar Rabbi Papias, Shamati es Divrei Shnehen. So Rabbi Papias says that I think they're both very mistaver. Sometimes Rabbi Eliezer is more correct, sometimes Rabbi Shua is more correct. How so? HaMakdish Beferush Kedivrei Blezer, VaMakdish Stam Kedivrei Rabbi Yeshua. If a person says, not just that he's Makdish as Nechasim, he says, I'm being Makdish, my Behemos, as well as all of my other Nechasim. So once he's mentioning Behemos Beferush, and he didn't say that the Behemos are the Mizbeach, he's saying it all in one breath, my Behemos together with all my other Nechasim, then the Behemos have to be the same as all the other Nechasim. And if all the other Nechasim are only the Bedek Abayis, the Behemos are also only the Bedek Abayis. That's where Rabbi Eliezer is going to be correct. But if he's Makdish Stam, he says, my Nechasim should be Hegdish, and he doesn't even mention the Behemos. So then we assume he means to say, I'm Makdish each item for what it should be. That I'm Makdish the Behemos for what Behemos' maximum potential are, which is Kedushas Mizbeach, and I'm Makdish my furniture for what their maximum potential is, which is Kedushas Bezek Abayis. I think that's when Rabbi Shua is going to be more correct, says Rabbi Papias. HaMakdish Chasavai Ben Dvar Meruim Legabe Mizbeach, Yenos Ushmanim Va'ofos. What if a person is Makdish as Nechasim, and he has other items that are roy to go on the Mizbeach, not animals. He has wines that are roy for Nisuch, and Shmanim that are roy for Menachos, Ophos that are roy to be brought as Karbanos, Torum or Bnei Yonah, not all birds, but a Torum or Bnei Yonah are roy to be brought as Karbanos. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yimachru Litzarche Oso Amin, Viavi B'demein Olos. It all has Kedushas Karban Ola. You sell it for whoever needs those items, and then you use to be brought on the Mizbeach, so they will be brought on the Mizbeach. But then the money that you get paid for it, you use to bring a korban ola. Ushar nechasim yipul lebedek abayis, and all your other nechasim that's not right to be brought on the mizbeach, that's going to go lebedek abayis. Okay, so now we go back to analyze the Mishnah. So we had said hamakdish. We said if someone's makdish in the nechasim, and among those things are the korbanos sibur, things that are right to be used for korbanos sibur. So what does that mean? What things are right to be used for korbanos sibur that could be among your nechasim? Any animals that you have a right to be used for Karbanos Yachid also. Yeah, they're right to be used for Karban Musaf or Tamid or whatever, but they're also right to be used for Karbanos Yachid. Any Yeno Shmanim Muslasos that are right to be used for Karbanos Tzibur, well, we already mentioned at the end of the Mishnah. So what are these things that are right to be used for Karbanos Tzibur? So as we explained when we read the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ketores. We must be referring specifically to Ketores. And if you're Makdish, you're Nechasim, and among them is Ketores, that's what Rabbi Akiva said in the beginning of the Mishnah, just use it to pay the workers their wages. And Ben Azai disagreed, said, no, you can't use it to pay the wages of the workers. First, you're going to need to be mechalalit, and then you'll use it to pay the wages of the workers, then you'll buy it back. So that was the machlokas we had in the Mishnah. So now, Rabbi Hoshaya disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and says that Ketores The assumption that Rabbi Yochanan is making is that Ketores that's nispatma b'machtesha shel chulin is kosher. Meaning, you're machtesha shel chulin, why do you have Ketores? Well, whatever Ketores you have, you must have pounded and ground with a machtesha of chulin. So apparently, the Tanakhama says that you could still use that as Ketores, even though you used a chulin kli, you didn't use a kli shares to prepare it. So that Rabbi Hoshaya is going to disagree and say that no, that Ketores that's nispatim with a machtesha of chulin is going to be possible. So Amar Rav Hoshaya, Ketores that use chulin kli to be mispatim the Ketores is going to be possible. Tiftar bu'uman mishal beis avtina shayin notel b'scharo Ketores. You have to explain that our Mishnah must be talking about that. Who is this guy who's makdash nechassim and among his nechassim is Ketores that could actually be used as Ketores? It must be one of the people of the Beis Aftinos who actually prepared the Ketores. And therefore, Itaka did use a kli shares to prepare this Ketores. Because otherwise, it wouldn't even be shaykh to talk about it. It's not ra'ui to be used for a carbon seabor if it was prepared with a kli that was not a kli shares. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses matai mid ben azai. Why is it that ben azai disagrees with the Rabbi Akiva and holds that you're not allowed to use the Ketores to pay the umnin their wages? As we explained when we read the Mishnah, Ben Azai will say you can't take something that's hegdish. You cannot take something that's hegdish and be mischalalit on work. You have to be mischalalit on something of substance and something that has mamashos. So you have money, good. You could transfer the kedusha onto money, but you can't just transfer the kedusha onto wages, onto work that was done, and then use it to pay the wages. That was the fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai at the beginning of our Mishnah. Then we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua disagree in the following case, where you're makdish your nechassim stam, and among your nechassim you have behemos that do not have a mum, that are roy to be brought on the mizbeach. So what do we assume about that kedusha? Did you intend to be makdish them lebedek habayis, or did you intend to be, meaning after all the furniture that you have and everything else is lebedek habayis, so do we assume that your behemos are also only kadosh lebedek habayis, or do we assume no, the behemos you meant to be makdish lemizbech? So tamin taninan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Tamura, and we're going to try to figure out which Tana in our Mishnah is being followed by the Mishnah in Maseches Tamura. The Mishnah Maseches Tamura tells us that there are certain chumras that Kachay Mizbeach have that Kachay Bedek Habayis does not have, and there are certain chumras that Kachay Bedek Habayis has that you don't find by Kachay Mizbeach. So yesh by Kachay Bedek Habayis, there are certain chumras that Kachay Bedek Habayis has that Kachay Mizbeach does not have in the following sense. Number one, shestamek deshos Bedek Habayis, that if you don't say what you're being makdish for, even if you're makdish behema, we automatically assume it's the Bedek Habayis. And number two, hektish Bedek Habayis chalal akol. Hektish Bedek Habayis could be chalal on anything, even on Eitzim Avanim, things that are not Ra'ui Lemizbeach, whereas Kachay Mizbeach is only Chal on that which is Ra'ui Lemizbeach. Number three, Umol and Bigiduleyan. If you're Makdash Tarnagolas, Lebedek Habayis, then the egg that Tarnagolas lays is also Kodesh. If you're Makdash Chamora, then the Chalav that it produces is also going to be Kodesh. And number four, Ve'in Behen Hanoya Lekohanim. Kachay Mizbeach, the Kohanim get a piece of it, even a Carbonola. The Kohanim get the skin of the Carbonola, even though this entire basar is burnt on the Mizbeach. Whereas Kachay Bedek Habayis goes entirely to the Mikdash. The Kohanim get no personal benefit from Kachay Bedek Habayis. So those are the four chumras you have about Kachay Bedek Habayis that you don't have about Kachay Mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Chananya, that din that we said, that stomach deshus on the Bedek Habayis, even a behema goes to Bedek Habayis when you just say it's stam, that's Rabbi Lezeri. That's following the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Ditaninon, because our Mishnah says that a makdash and chasavais ben behemer real gabi mizbech to karm and kevos. Rabbi Lezer am zucharim yimachru litzarchi olos and kevos yimachru litzarchi ziv kishlam udmei yipul mishar nuchasim lebedek abayis. It was Rabbi Lazar who said that if you have behemos among your nuchasim that you're makdash, that the value of those behemos is all going to go lebedek abayis. Now granted, the animals themselves you're going to sell, and you're going to sell them to people who need karbanos, and the people that buy them are going to use them as karbanos. Israel's. But the Kedusha that you gave it is only a Kedushas Bedek Abayis. So that Mishnah Maseches Tmura is very much like the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. So says the Gemara, what's the Svar of Rabbi Lazar? Why does Rabbi Lazar think, if I'm Makdish all my Nechasim, and among my Nechasim I have things that are Ra'i to be used as Korbanos, shouldn't I give it its maximum potential? And shouldn't I say that those animals that are Ra'i to be used as Korbanos should be used directly by me as Korbanos? Why do I assume it only has Kedushas Bedek Abayis? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, time with Rabbi Lazar, the reason that Rabbi Lazar holds that stomach deshus, even a behema that is roy to be brought on the mizbech, is really mental bedek habayis, is because he darshins psukim in the following way. The psukim tell us, v'ish ki yaktish es beso kodesh l'Hashem, so b'manan kayamin. What are we talking about over here, where he's maktish es beso? In bebeis dira, if we're talking about that he's maktish es beis dira, his actual house, and that's all he's being maktish, so you can't be makrav a house on the mizbeach, so kvar ksiv, but the pasuk already says, it's really the following pasuk that says, v'im ha-maktish yigal es beso. So why does it have to mention beso twice, that he's maktish his house? Elo kienan kayamin, b'maktish nechasav. It must be, when we say kiyaktish is beso, we don't mean the physical house, we mean all the contents of the house, everything that's in his house. And a normal person would have in their house some goats and sheep and whatever animals also that are royal to be brought in the mizbeach. So mikanch, stomach deshos, bed gabayis. So from that pasuk, you see that stomach deshos, even behema tamima, among that which you were maktish, is brought the bed gabayis, that it's kadosh entirely l'Hashem. It's not like kachem mizbeach, where Kohanim have a chelik in it, meaning where we said that it's Kodesh L'Hashem. Kodesh L'Hashem, the pasuk continues. So Kodesh L'Hashem means that it goes entirely L'Hashem. That was one of the chumras that Kedushas Bedek Habayis has over Kedushas Mizbeach. So if you're going to tell me, if I'm Maktish all of the contents of my house, then all of it is Kodesh L'Hashem. It means Kohanim get no part of anything that I was just Maktish, which means that there's no Kedushas Mizbeach in here, because Kohanim do get a portion of Kedushas Mizbeach. So everything I gave is Kodesh L'Hashem. Everything is Kedushas Bedek Habayis. That is the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. So now that we know that we have this machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if I'm maktish my nechasim, and among my nechasim are animals that are right to be brought as korbanos, Rabbi Lazar says it's all kedushas bedek habayis, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, it's all kedushas mizbeach. All these animals have kedushas mizbeach. What are the circumstances of the machlokas? What exactly did I include in being maktish where Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua have this machlokas? Three shitos the Gemara is going to have. Shita number one, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, b'meh pligin, b'maktish nechasav. The case that we have in Machlokas in our Mishnah is where you maktish all of your nechasim, and among your nechasim, you have things that can be brought in the Mizbeach, and things that cannot be brought in the Mizbeach. You have karka, you have avadim, and also you have behemos. So Rav Lazar says that we're not going to split up your nechasim and say, oh, okay, that which can't be brought in the Mizbeach is kedushas bedek habayis, and that which can be brought as kedushas Mizbeach. No, you are maktish all of your nechasim, so they're all the same. They all have kedushas bedek habayis. Aval, but even Rabbi Lazar would say, b'maktish edro, if you're maktish your flock, and that's all you were maktish, only animals, then kol ha-mamadu yishul mizbeach. Then even Rabbi Lazar would agree that would have kedushas mizbeach. The whole svar of Rabbi Lazar to say that when you're maktish nechasav, that it has kedushas bedek habayis, is because some of it for sure only has kedushas bedek habayis. So once some of it has kedushas bedek habayis, all of it has kedushas bedek habayis. But if you're maktish your flock, where it can actually have kedushas mizbeach, so then it actually does have kedushas mizbeach. That is Rabbi Zeira's understanding. Second opinion, Rabbi Ba disagrees with Rabbi Zeira, but quoting the same Shita, quoting Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rav, both Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Ba are quoting Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rav, he says, no, ma pligin b'maktish edro. The whole machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, is when you're maktish your flock, but aval b'maktish nechasav, if you were maktish all of your nechasim, then kol amodu, even Rabbi Yeshua would be moda, shula bedek habayis, that it calls the bedek habayis, meaning if you're maktish your flock, that's where Rabbi Lazar is going to say it calls the bedek habayis. And Rabbi Shua is going to say, no, if you're maktish only animals, it's going to go to the mizbeach. But if you're maktish everything, then even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that even the animals only go to the bedek habayis. Al daiti Rabbi Zeira nicha. Now, according to Rabbi Zeira, the first opinion that we quoted, I understand when Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua disagree, and when Rabbi Eliezer is moda. As we said, that Rabbi Lazar is going to be moda when you're maktish edro. V'kasha al Rabbi Ba, but Rabbi Ba is going to be difficult because he says that when you're maktish your nechasim, When you're that someone that if you're makdish nechassim, they go to bed the gabayis, but the nechassim have tamimos in it. Behema lolam mizbeachi. Shouldn't behema be designated for the mizbeach? That if you're makdish tamim the bed the gabayis, it's over ba'asei, meaning you shouldn't be allowed to do that. So according to the second way of understanding, where even Rabbi Yeshua is going to be moded that if you're makdish all of your nechassim goes to bed the gabayis, why would you say that? Meaning that you're in violation of a halacha if you take a behema tamima and your makdish at lebed kabayis. So why are we going to say that everyone agrees that we're working with that assumption that when you makdish all your nechassim, even the behemas are going to go lebed kabayis? So says Gemara, behema lemizbeachi. You're right. A behema is meant to go to mizbeach, but over here it's as if you said beferish that you don't want it to go to the mizbeach. V'lama sasa ma'ish hazeh. Why didn't you say that your behemos are different than the rest of your nechassim and designate them specifically for bedek habayis? Shuka omer lo ye el le bedek habayis. We assume that by just being makdish all of your nechassim in one statement, that you're really trying to say that you're violating the halacha, that you want your behemoths to go to bedek habayis. And even Rabbi Yeshua acknowledges that that's what your intention is. So we can't go against your intention if you're only being makdish all of bedek habayis. So then that's what it is. Then we have a third shita as far as how to understand the machlokas in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan lo shani makdish nechassim ya makdish. That whether you're makdish all of your nechassim, whether you're only makdish your behemos, Rabbi Lazar is going to say that it all goes to bed the kabayis, and Rabbi Yeshua will say that the animals call them mizbeach. It doesn't make a difference if you're makdish your furniture together with your animals, or if you're makdish only your animals. Either way, Rabbi Lazar is going to say that it goes to bed the kabayis, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that it goes limizbeach. So those are the three ways of understanding the circumstances in which we have this machlokas in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara discusses, what if you have animals that do not have a mum, behemos tmimim, that are hukdash lebed kabayis, and then you're poda them for chulin? What is the halacha that they actually, you're not allowed to do that? You can't be poda a behema tmima that has kedusha. But let's say you did. So Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kachay bed kabayis, that if you already violated the halacha, you took an animal that was a behema tmima, and you were makdash it with kedusha bed kabayis, which you're not allowed to do because you're supposed to be makdash it lemizbeach because it has more potential than bedek habayis. But you have behemos tamimim that are kodesh lebedek habayis. So the halacha is that their asr begizv avoda and their vlados and their chalav are going to be asr, but all of that is before you poda it. But shapodan tamimim, if you poda them when they're still tamimim, yatzul chulin. They actually become chulin, and now they're going to be mutter begizv avoda. You're allowed to use their milk, you're allowed to, their vlados are going to be mutter, even though the Mishnah Maseches Tamura says that if a person is matvis tamim lebedek habayis, when they're niftin, they're only niftin in the mizbeach. Shein niftin, ain't niftin in the mizbeach. If you have a behema tamima, that for whatever reason you messed up and you only gave a kedushas bed kabayis, when you're poda it, you have to use it as a karban. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. But what if you didn't? You were poda it for chulin. So then that's what we're saying right now, that works. That it's going to go to chulin, even though it's incorrect, it's improper. So says Mar Masnisa Amrakein, that the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin supports this idea as well. Because the Mishnah over there says, if you have a behemos bal mum, that has a mum kavua, that you're makdish with the intention to sell it and use the money to buy karbanos from the mizbeach, so you're makdish, you're podid from hagdish, so now they become mutter begizi v'avoda. And therefore, v'ladon v'chalavon mutter la'achar pidyonon. You had a behemos bal mum that was kadosh, and now you were podid it, the vlad and the chalav that comes out of it, you're allowed to use after you're podid it. Whereas when you're makdish something lemizbeach that's tamim, and then it develops a mum, and you're podiyed from hegdish, then it's going to be aser begizv avoda, and the chelbon and vladon are going to be aser. Meaning, if at the time you were makdish it lemizbeach because it was a tamim, and then you're podiyed, then it's not going to go lechulin. It's not going to, the gizv avoda is going to remain aser. So the Gemara Maseches Bechoros tells us that bali mum that you were makdish, their value to the mizbeach are more chamur than tamimim that you're makdish lebedek habayis. Meaning of the two, really balimum should never be lemizbeach and tamimim should never be lebedek habayis. But if you have those unfortunate circumstances where you have balimum that you're makdish the value of the balimum to the mizbeach, that's more chamur than a tamim that's hukdash only lebedek habayis. Because kedushas dam lemizbeach could be switched for tamimim that can actually be brought on the mizbeach. So if we're going going to say when it comes to the Kedushas Dam L'Mizbeach, that after your poda, it becomes Mutzah B'Gizah V'Avodah. Therefore, it follows, according to this Mishnah, that if you have Tamimim that were only Hukdash L'Bedek Abayis, which is on a lower level, after your poda, you should be Mutzah B'Gizah V'Avodah. So that's why that Mishnah, Maseches Chulin, is a Raya to this Shita of Rav Chunin in the name of Rav, and Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have Kachay B'Dek Abayis that were Tamimim, that you improperly were poda, that it now becomes total chul and it now becomes mutter. Begiz v'avoda, the vladan and the chalvan are going to be mutter, and chalavan are going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, well let's limit this din a little bit. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chista, tifta shapadan tamim v'hummu. The din that we said that kachay b'dek abayis that your poda becomes chulin is only if you poda it at the time you poda it there were tamimim and then it developed a mum. But calls man that they still are tamim and they never get developed the mum, they're not yotzei l'chulin and they're going to be aser v'giz v'avoda, their chalav and their vlados are going to be aser. So the Gemara brings a raya, Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rav Chista, masnisa amar kein, we have a raya to that from a braisa, because when it talks about kachay b'dek abayis that are nifta, vladan v'chalavan aser la'achar p'dionan. So isn't that, so that braisa tells us that after you're po'd to them, the vlad and the chalav is going to be aser. How do we reconcile that with what we said, that the vlad and the chalav are going to be mutter? Elamai, kan before it develops mum, kan li'achar it develops mum. Before it develops a mum, the vlad and the chalav is still going to be aser. After it develops a mum, the vlad and the chalav is going to be mutter. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yosef, kachay b'dek abayis shapatan t'mimim yotzei l'chulin. That unlike Rav Chista, who said that kachay b'dek abayis are only yotzei l'chulin when you're poda them after they develop a mum, he says no. Kachay b'dek abayis that you're poda even if they don't have a mum, even if they're t'mimim, they right away are yotzei l'chulin. So Rabbi Yosef brings a raya from that which we said in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Lazar says that those behemos that you're makdish the b'dek abayis. So what do? The zecharim you sell for those who need karbanos ola, the nekevus you sell for those who need karbanos shlamim, and then the money you use for bedek abayis. So in Tamar, if you're going to say that as long as it doesn't develop a mum, lo yasu l'chulin, so it's not going to go l'chulin, it still has kedushas bedek abayis on it, so how can you use it for olas and shlamim? Meaning, what am I doing? I take an animal that I was makdish l'bedek abayis, and I sell it to someone who needs a karban. How can you do that? How can I take that which has kedushas bedek abayis? You're supposed to take a chulin animal and designate it as a carbon. How can I take something that has kedushas bedek abayis and even when I sell it, the kedushas bedek abayis stays and then use it as a carbon? You're not allowed to be mach with kedusha the kedusha. You can only hey kachay mitzvah chulin al kachay bedek abayis. How can you have something that still has kachay bedek abayis and granted kachay mitzvah? Elamai, what do you say? It must be that when I have kachay bedek abayis and I switch it for money, even though it's a tamim, it loses its kedushas bedek abayis. Good, and that's why the guy who purchased it can use it for kachay mizbeach. So that's the raya. So says Gemara, nah, not such a great raya. Really, we could say that so long as it doesn't develop a mum, it does not become chulin. Why then am I allowed to be makrifit as a carbon once I sell it? Why is the guy allowed to be makrifit as a carbon? Bali mum and kachay mizbeach chala alehen laida mila legiza la voda. That if you have a bali mum over here, it doesn't really mean bali mum. Which is extremely confusing. Bali mumin over here means an animal that's a tamim but only has kedushas bedek abayis. It's just that normally that's what bali mumin would be kadosh for, so we give it the title bali mumin. But we're talking about an animal that's not a bali mum, but it has only kedushas bedek abayis, because tam kachay bedek abayis are normally bali mum, because you're not allowed to be makdish tamim lebedek abayis. So the halach is that kachay mizbeach chala alehen, that if you have that which has kedushas bedek abayis, it can achieve kedushas mizbeach. Like the meal for whatever matters, kedushas mizbeach is needed when it's still kadosh with kedushas bedek abayis legiza l'avoda. Because min haTorah kachay bedek abayis are mutter begiza v'avoda. So when you're makdish mizbeach that it should be brought as olos or shlamim, it now has this kedusha as far as giza v'avoda. So once it has the kedusha of giza v'avoda, so now you can be makrav the mizbeach as well. Meaning, since there's room for kedushas giza v'avoda to be chal on that which is already kadosh with kedushas bedek abayis, so there's room for the entire Kedushas Mizbech to be Chal on that which already has Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Period. Now we go on to a different sugya. So a little simpler, but this stuff is not, there's nothing simple about this stuff. So Hifrish Nekeva La'olasa L'Piskol La'Shamo. Let's say, Stam, you take a female animal and you designate it for a type of carbon that has to be male. So then the halacha is Osa Tamura. If you say on another animal that it should be a Tamura, there was enough Kedusha that was Chal that it could affect a Tamura, that it could affect the Kedusha being transferred to another animal. Meaning, I might have thought that if I take a female animal and I say, let this be my Korban Pesach or my Korban Asham, that there's no Kedusha at all, because the Korban Pesach, Korban Asham has to be a male. So I would think that there's no Kedusha Chal at all. So no, says the Tanna Kamma, it does have Kedusha, even to the point that if you do a Temura, the Kedusha is going to transfer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, not every female animal can make a Temura, La'olasa osa Temura. If you designate it as a Korban Ola, even though a Korban Ola can only be male, it's still going to have the Kedusha be Chal enough that you can make a Temura. But L'pischo La'shamo, Eina osa Temura. It's so off base, if you try to make a female animal, a Korban Pesach, a Korban Asham, that it's not going to affect Temura. Rabbi Shimon, Yudam, Rishum, Rabbi Shimon, lo lasa l'pischo ula ashamo, eina osa Temura. They're all off base. So as a Korban Ola, it's also off base. So none of it could be a Temura. So what's the svar for each of these three shitas? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Time with Rabbi Shimon. The basis for Rabbi Shimon, the dafka in the keva la ola is going to have kedusha. Shekin matzim in the keva ba'ov k'sheira lava ola. Because there is such a thing as a female Korban Ola in the world of oath when it comes to a bird. So granted, by a behema, you don't have a female Korban Ola, but by an oaf, you do have a Korban Ola, and therefore, at least, even though this is a behema, it at least has enough Kedusha to affect the Temura. V'am Rabbi Yochanan time to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, that by if you mafresh in a keva for any of these Korbanos, it has no Kedusha. Imin b'mino hu chaluk alav kolshke, imin b'sheino mino. If you have a Korban Asham that you have to bring as a male, and but you brought it in the wrong year of life, you brought it at the wrong age. The Rabbi Shimon would disagree with Tanna Kamma and would say it doesn't have any kedusha. So for sure, if you brought the wrong gender, it's not going to have any kedusha. And that's why any of these korbanos, you bring a female for an ola, for an asham, for a pesach, no kedusha whatsoever. Because even if you bring it of the wrong age, it's not going to have kedusha. Really, where do we say that? Ezu min b'minu shu chalakolav. What are you talking about? That if you bring the wrong age, it's not going to have kedusha. Kada detani asham ben shanavevi ben shtai. An asham is supposed to be that an asham that's supposed to be a 1 year old, like an asham nazi, an asham mitzora, where it says a keves, which means a 1 year old, and you bring it as a ben shtayim or a ben shtayim. You have an asham gezel, asham il, asham shivcharufa, which it says ayil, and therefore it's supposed to be ben shteishanim, and vehivi ben shalosh, and you bring a 3 year old lo yotze, you're not yotze the chiyuv, and that's what we mean by min b'mino, that even though you brought a zachar, which is the right gender, but you brought the wrong age, it's not going to be kasher. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, shneim amru dav. Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, that it's not going to have any kedusha, and Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah that the zecharim themselves you bring as a korban ola, but the nekevos you sell as zivchei shlamim, they're both saying the same thing, that if you're makdish something that's not ra'ui, there's no kedusha that's going to be chal. Kamad Rabbi Shua Amar nekeva lo lo kitcha ela hakdish damim, a nekeva for an ola only has kedusha damim. Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar nekeva lo lo kitcha ela hakdish damim. In Tamar kach kedusha saguf yiru, because if it had kedusha guf, you'd have to let it graze until it develops a mum. So I'm a rabbi, ein ani roa as tiver Rabbi Shimon. It's a machlok, is whether you go race the word ein over here. Let's just read it. Ein ani roa as tiver Rabbi Shimon. I do not agree with Rabbi Shimon b'pesach about being mafresh in the keva for a carbon pesach that it does not make a tumura. Shemoser pesach bashlamim, because a carbon pesach can be brought as a shlamim if it's left over after pesach, and a carbon shlam could be brought as a nekeva. So therefore, if you have a nekeva, if you have, as a Korban Pesach, it does have some Kedusha, because every Pesach has latent within it potential for Shlamim, so that should have Kedusha. So, V'lema inani roa div Rabbi Shimon ba'asham, why don't you reject Rabbi Shimon about a Korban Asham as well? After all, Shemos Rasham ba'ola, that every Asham should have potential also to be a female, because every Asham could technically be an Ola, and an Ola Sa'ov could be brought as a Nekeva. So, Rabbi Yavin, im Hikdash Pesach ba'shlamim, guf o Korban Shlamim. No, because when you have a Korban Pesach that becomes Mosar, you bring that animal itself as a Korban Shlamim. But in Higdish Asham Ba'ola, the Mosar Asham, even though it's brought as an Ola, ain't Gufo Karav Ola. No, you don't bring the actual animal as an Ola, you let it graze until it develops a mum, and then the money goes the Linadava, and you use that money to buy Korbanos Ola, but the animal itself does not become a Korban Ola. So the Gemara explains the Shita of the Tanakama, that even if you're Mafresh in the Kevala Asham, that it's also tumura. So ma'u kedon. What's the basis of the Tanakama? Why taka would that work? That if you're mafresh in the keva la ashamo, that it's also tumura. I understand if you're mafresh in the keva la olaso, because there's such a thing as an olaso of that's in the keva, and in mafresh in the keva la pischo, I also get that it has kedusha because a moser pesach is a shlamim, and a shlamim could be in the keva. But why would you be mafresh in the keva la ashamo? Why would that have any kedusha? There's no parallel. So he namar hektish tamim kadosh, vehe namar hektish gufo kadosh. That the Tanakama holds that since if you're mafresh in the keva la asham, we assume that it's tirat shetestayv, it grazes until it develops a mum, and you sell it and you bring a carbon asham with the money. So since it has kedushas tamim, it has a little bit of kedushas guf also, and therefore it's also tamura. Whereas Rebbe holds that dafka if the behema has kedushas guf, is it able to make a tamura? And therefore, if you're mafresh in the keva la asham, it doesn't have any kedushas guf, and therefore it's not going to be osa tamura. So the question really revolves around whether kedushas damim is enough to affect tamura, to affect the transfer of the kedusha from one animal to another. Just parenthetically, we mentioned that if an animal is a zakein, it's too old, that you're not allowed to bring it as a karban. There is a machlokas rishonim whether that's an automatic din daraisa or the real psul on the daraisa level is only if an animal is aged, it looks old, but not just that it's a year older than it's technically supposed to be. Because the rayas they bring are fascinating. The Rambam holds that it has to be like old; it has to look old in order to be problematic. And the raya that they bring is the Ayolo Shel Yitzchak that was there. Chazal tell us was there from Sheshes Yimei Breishis. So it was very, very old by the time it came time for the Ayolo Shel Yitzchak. So how are they allowed to bring it? Elamai, it had a lot of vigor; it looked young. So they bring other similar rayas like that. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Zeira, falling behind here a little bit, but we'll try to catch up.